I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You know your speech hasn't gone over too well when listeners respond with chants of, "Damn your soul." That was the reaction of protesters in Syria today to President Bashar al-Assad's live national address. The Syrian leader accused what he called saboteurs of trying to exploit legitimate demands for reform. President Assad said those saboteurs have tarnished Syria's image. Joshua Landis directs the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. He says that today, Assad and his regime delivered more of the same old, same old.
They doled out a reform program that was very much half a loaf. It wasn't what the West or the reformers wanted to hear.
Well, what do the reformers want to hear in the West as well, and what did he say?
They want a new party law that will open up democracy, and that will mean that by the next presidential elections, if not sooner, there'll be a new president of Syria and a new system and free elections. And the president was not giving that. He set up committees to look into new plans, but he didn't offer them the sort of whole-scale reform that they were looking for.
He also hammered home a line that he's used quite often, President Assad did. He said that outlaws are using the protests as a golden opportunity. Let's hear a clip of this televised address.
When those people lost all excuses and justification, they resorted to the use of arms as the last and only choice to implement their plan. Sometimes they use peaceful demonstration as cover for their sabotage. On other occasions, they used to attack civilians and military personnel or through assassination operations.
That again is President Assad of Syria. Joshua Landis, we've heard this kind of talk from other leaders in other countries that are experiencing these kinds of protests, calling the protesters terrorists or infiltrators. Is there any evidence that there are people who only intend in Syria to act as saboteurs, as the president said?
There are armed militants, let me put it that way, in Syria who have killed soldiers. That is happening. And these peaceful demonstrations are, after 3 months, growing in violence.
That brings us to what happened in the town of Cizre-Sahour in Syria. Events that happened on the weekend of June 3rd that were addressed by the president today. What's the significance of that?
Well, the president and the regime's description of this, they say that a lot of troops went up there to gain control of the region, a region that is a poor agricultural district, has been a hotbed of fundamentalism in the past, and that they were ambushed. And over 70 soldiers were killed. One farmer described to the Turkish papers and journalists who went up there recently that some of the soldiers' heads were cut off and that one was hung up in the town square and that this was a site of a big massacre. Now, the regime moved in and killed a lot of people in response and has been moving through town after town. And we've seen 10,000 refugees flood into Turkey, and there's tales of woe on both sides. The opposition says this is a manufactured story by the regime, and that there were defectors, and the defectors shot on the army shot back at them, and it was soldiers killing soldiers, not a rebel force.
And why was this so significant that the president made it one of the focal points of his address today?
Because this is about militants, and he's trying to point out that there is an armed element that's going to drag Syria into an Iraq-type disaster and civil war, and he's going to stamp it out, and he's counting on Syrians not wanting to become like Iraq. The opposition is trying to say, we are not violent. All we want is democracy. This regime is an outlaw regime. And those are where the lines are falling right now.
We're going to hear more about Cizre-Sahour in just a second. But let me ask you first, where does all of this leave Washington?
This is a regime that's strong. The army is loyal. They can put sanctions on, and that's what many of the opposition in the West are asking for. But those will ultimately starve the people. Now, once you put those kinds of sanctions on, if you do, ultimately, you're going to have to go in with military force. I mean, that's the likelihood. And we've seen that in Iraq and Libya. It's only the American army that's gotten involved and done it. This is not easy for the West. The West has to scratch their head and figure out whether they think that Bashar al-Assad can make any reforms or whether they want to do something about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Syrian scholar Joshua Landis at the University of Oklahoma. Thank you.
You're welcome.